Welcome to Living Fullness, a podcast where you're invited to walk with two unusual friends through the ups and downs of the art of friendship. My name is Stina Constantine, and I'm joined by my long-standing friend, Father Sean Burns. And together, we explore what it takes to grow real, satisfying friendships, the joys and challenges we face along the way, and of course, becoming a good friend ourselves. We hope by sharing our learning and experiences, this podcast will serve you in living your life to the full. Whether you're listening through your earpiece, in your car, in your home, or watching through our YouTube channel, hello and welcome to our podcast.
Hello, Stina.
Exciting times.
Very exciting. Very exciting. Getting this podcast up and running has been a long time coming. So very exciting times. I guess the place to start is, who are we? Mm. So Stina, take it away.
Okay. So I'm Stina. I was born and raised in Norway to Sri Lankan parents, but I've lived most of my life in Australia. I have a background in psychology and in social work. I'm also the founder of Virtue Ministry, which is a Christian initiative that sets out to help people become who they were made to be, to embrace their unrepeatability. But more important than that is that I'm a daughter, a sister, and a friend. What about you?
Well, I'm Father Sean Burns, and I come from Albury, New South Wales. It's sort of a southern New South Wales, and grew up there, did my schooling there, and then went to university in Wagga. And at uni in Wagga, I came across this place called Viani College, and it's the seminary of the Wagga Wagga Diocese, and I thought, it's pretty cool. They train priests there, without realizing that I would one day become a seminarian myself and then go on to be a priest. I've served at St. Patrick's Church in Albury, in my hometown, for a couple of years before being called back to the seminary as the first year formator and the vice rector. I teach a few subjects here at the seminary as well, particularly first year subjects and also homiletics to some of the more senior students. And again, more importantly than any of that, is that I'm a son of God, I'm a friend, and for me uniquely, I'm also a priest in the ministerial sense. We're all priests in the baptismal sense, but I'm also a priest in the ministerial sense. That's part of my identity. Mm. So, yeah.
Mm. Awesome. So I guess at this point we could ask sort of, you know, how did we actually meet? How did this friendship come about?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
Neither do I. I just
Which is kind of bad.
It just occurred and it's just been. Mm. I'm sure there was actually a process of growth there. It's just that reflecting back on it, it's actually difficult to nut the pieces out when that sort of happened. Interestingly, we were in the same circles before we met.
Exactly.
You know, it's rather incredible in youth circles and stuff like that without ever really having crossed paths. And then 2009. I suppose you were back in Australia in 2009.
That's right. Yeah.
Some point after that, we kind of connected. By that stage, I had joined the seminary, and you were studying at university. And our paths kind of crossed through youth work, through you know, church events and stuff like that, I suppose. So
we both sort of have memories of encounters that sort of is around that era, at that time frame of 2009, but neither one of us can actually pinpoint.
It's difficult to actually say.
Who knows
that's
the answer.
Right. That's right. We do kind of know, though, like, how it grew. Mm. Like, we're able to put that together, just not the time frame that it occurred in. Mm. So
that's exactly right. So, like you said, we had, you know, all those youth ministry or youth initiatives that sort of were both interests of ours, and obviously with the circles that we ourselves were in, having gone through the younger years, and that was something that I know I was passionate about, and it was something that you showed interest in as well. So those are some things that we kind of had in common, I suppose.
Yep. And it just kind of, it grew over time. Those commonalities led us to grow in friendship in a way, or that they provided like the background for that growth to occur.
Exactly right.
Also, fun fact, when Virtue Ministry initially started too, this guy was one of the people that I went to and was like, hey, I've got this you know, tiny idea. And you sort of turned around and was like, no, let's think bigger. How about we try this? How about we try that along with someone else, which turned into something much bigger than what I had anticipated, that's for sure. So
it's grown incredibly, hasn't it? It's marvelous. Mm.
To the point where we're here. Like,
yeah, that's right. That's right. This. It's kind of unfathomable in a way. So that's kind of how we grew to be friends in a way, is just through those common threads and I guess, you know, irritating one another just enough. I suppose that's the, you know.
Yeah, just enough. A question, though, that I get, not a direct question, but, you know, we do have somewhat of an unusual friendship in that, you know, I'm a lay Christian woman and you're a Catholic priest, which is not a friendship that we see a lot of.
True enough,
And so I guess that's also been reason for conversations around friendship for us.
Yeah.
Over the years as well, particularly over the more recent years, which I suppose is, again, reason why we're here, why we're why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, it's interesting, like how are we staying, or how have we stayed and staying friends, and that's obviously there are similar projects that we're working on which keep us sort of in connection and in contact, as well as common interests and similar work. You know, those are all things that sort of allow us time and opportunity, but also there's boundaries that help our friendship to sort of guide our friendship, I think. So, you know, we're not really, generally speaking, we're not alone, you know, exceptions like this podcast where, you know, obviously there's not like three people in the room with us right now. So, you know, but we're recording this in a public place at the seminary. So it's not, generally speaking, we're not alone, we, as a rule, we don't have a pastoral relationship, you know. So I don't minister to you. You don't come to me for spiritual direction or for confession or things like that. And that's that helps those boundaries to sort of sit in place, and sort of provides the means for our friendship to grow in a way that respects the fact that you are a lay woman and that I am a Catholic priest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're blessed here where I am in Wagga to have so many other priests that we can go to. So that's fortunate.
For sure.
Even topics is another thing that we...
Yeah, that's true.
Which, it's not like we sat down and were like, okay, these are the things we're allowed to talk about. These are the things we're not allowed to talk about. We've never needed to do that.
No. It's kind of an unspoken reality that's just been there. There are certain topics that we don't talk about together.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Purely for the other's sake.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And because it's not necessary, like we don't need it.
It'd be weird.
Yeah, that too. Let's just say it for what it is. It would be weird. It's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there are conversations that I happily have with my house mom that I live with that I definitely wouldn't have with you. That's no offense to you whatsoever.
No, not
but,
at all.
You know, that's just
and you know, it's the highlight of the difference that exists between men and women. In any male female relationship, that difference has to be, it's got to be highlighted, acknowledged, and properly, I suppose, proper boundaries set around that. And 99 times out of 100. You don't sort of need to go through and go, okay, so this topic and this topic and this topic and this topic are out of bounds, because, you know, when you have the other person, the good of the other person at heart, you kind of implicitly or intuitively figure out this is not a conversation that is for us to have. This is not a conversation that's good. This is a conversation for me to have with my priest brothers, or this is a conversation for me to have with some other male friend, but this is not a conversation for me to bring up with Stina. So
absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And you know, overall we just kind of we also enjoy each other's company. Yeah. I mean there's projects and there's common interests and there's similar work and there's boundaries and all of that. But also, you know, as I said before, we irritate each other just enough.
Yep.
You know, it's yeah.
Yeah, one of us definitely pushes that a little.
That's you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just a little. Just because it's hilarious.
Just a legend.
It makes me laugh. So and then you end up laughing once you, you know, gotten over the annoyed bit. So.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I mean, that's sort of a probably a good time to ask some stories that capture the interestingness of our friendship. I mean, one that always captures that annoyance factor. You know, I forget what we're talking about. I don't even know how it came up. Somehow Kung Fu Panda came into conversation.
Yeah.
And yep. Stina said that, what's Shifu? Shifu's
think
the
so.
Master?
I think so.
The little...
Master Shifu.
Master Shifu, yes. So Master Shifu is Stina said he's a red panda. And I went, red panda? There's no such thing as a red panda. There's pandas. There's not red pandas. He's not a red... He's a rat or something. He's not a red panda. And Stina went, no, they exist. No, they don't. There's no way red pandas exist. And
you were so adamant about it. You were so adamant about it. I even tried to tell you. I went to the zoo. I saw a red panda.
You
tried to convince me that I didn't. What? What did I see?
I don't know. It was a red rat or something. It wasn't a red panda. Anyway, about 2 days later, Stina Googled red panda and then showed me pictures. I was like, oh. Red pandas do exist.
Yes.
Whoops.
That was a valuable lesson, no doubt.
It was. Now when I see a red panda, I have like flashbacks to that moment.
So now that's a running joke. Pandas are now a running joke between us.
Yes. Yep. But I have my moments where I manage to annoy him as well. Yes. When Christmas comes around every year, there's that song, you know, I Wonder as I Wander. And so Stina gets a little bit confused between the two words, between wonder and wander. Wonder being, of course, I wonder if this is going to happen. Wander being, I wander around the yard, you know. And so Stina was using them in the, just sort of interchangeably throwing them in wherever. I noticed this in text messages and in conversation. I'm like, you're using the word wonder and wander a lot, and you're using them incorrectly. This is incredible. And so now every Christmas, I ask Stina to you know, sing.
No, you
I wonder,
don't.
I don't. I will this Christmas. I often think about that, you know, that meme. The gingerbread meme where there's the gingerbread man who looks at is sitting in a gingerbread house and he looks around and he goes, am I made of house or is the house made of flesh? Well, similarly, you know, Stina sits in the room and she wonders if she wanders or she's wondering
it's
as she's
painful.
Wondering. And she screams, for she does not know.
I wish it weren't the case, but it really is. I remember like a couple of days after you pointed that out too, I was driving somewhere first thing of a morning and that was all that was running through my head was, which one is which? How do I figure this out?
Welcome to the English language.
Oh, it's painful.
Yep.
It's painful.
Yes, it is. Indeed. So why are we doing this?
Good question. I think what we realized through the conversations we had been having was that we do have an unusual relationship, an unusual friendship. It's not one that's very common, but we have a really blessed friendship too. I think we both sort of went, hang on, we've been gifted with this thing. We should really share what this friendship is because there's probably going to be people out there who would benefit from hearing what an authentic male-female friendship and one of this kind between a young woman and a priest, how it can actually be really fruitful and really joyful. And I guess that was sort of why we started even thinking about how can we move towards sharing what we've learnt and what our experiences have been.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, our friendship in many ways, it's one of those things where I know that that I have someone that, you know, after a day that's been a bit stressful or rough, I can pop over to the Nugent to
my house,
to your
place.
House, your house, place. Sorry,
that's all right.
And
she won't mind a shout out.
And so, Mrs. Nugent. You know, I can pop over there and you know, have a cup with you guys and sit down and have a chat, and not about what's happened necessarily, just to sit down and have a cup of coffee. You know, and that's something that I appreciate. But also things like accountability. Mm. One of the things that I remember in terms of accountability very clearly was there was a youth meeting for the diocese. At this stage, we had this sort of diocesan youth committee going, and there was another priest who came in to sit down with us, and he wasn't meant to be at the meeting. It just made it a bit disruptive, and my demeanor was like, you could tell that I was cross, and very, very clearly you could tell that I was cross. And I didn't do much to hide that, I don't think, either. I was pretty clear that I was not pleased that the meeting had been disrupted in the manner that it had. The next day, you sent me a text message. And the text message I actually forget the quote, but it was a quote from a saint, and it was about keeping one's temper and sort of keeping anger in check and that sort of thing. And I knew exactly what it was aimed at. I knew, because I thought of it last night. And I'm like, I thought of it the night I thought of what had happened, and I was like, oh, I probably didn't do well there. And so the following morning, when you sent that text, I'm like, I'll just pretend that I don't know what she's talking about. And so I texted back and said, oh yes, that's a very nice quote. Then you texted back with a you know, very clear. So yeah. That kind of applies to last night's situation, doesn't it? Yes, fine.
You can do better than that.
So, and it was completely true. And it made me look at at the way that I'd acted, and I had to go out and reach out to that priest and apologize for the way that I had that I'd approached his presence there. There was another way to do that was not including just being angry. That was really helpful, you know, that level of accountability.
So I guess something else that I'm thinking about, you know, this podcast that we've called Living Fullness, I imagine there would be people who will be thinking, why that name? Why Living Fullness? Like, what does that have to do with what we're trying to achieve?
Yeah.
So I guess maybe now's the time to sort of unpack that a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I guess part of living fullness is friendship is organic. It grows, it's living, it's breathing, you know, it's not something that you know, we were talking briefly about this the other day, that it's not something that we can categorize and chuck into box, like we can't box people.
And we
shouldn't be boxing relationships. Like that's not the way we should be moving forward. So it's part of this is about unpacking what that growth process looks like within friendship.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And that really sort of, that sits with, that scriptural quote from John chapter 10, verse 10, which is that I've come, Christ says to the to his disciples, I have come so that they might have life and have it to the full. To have life is necessarily to be in a state of growth. It's not standing still, and it's the same in any relationship. Even our relationship with God is that it has to be growing, because if it isn't growing, then it's there is no stagnant in the spiritual life. It's either forwards or backwards. Even if forwards is you know, the tiny bit forward, that's still forwards. Mm. You know, and similarly in a friendship, there's always got to be growth, because stagnation always means regression.
Mm.
And the growth may not necessarily be significant growth in the sense that you're growing into some other kind of relationship. It may be a very stable friendship, but it must always be growing towards something and someone.
Mm.
And so for us, that is heaven and God.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What we hope people will get out of the podcast, a clearer roadmap for friendship.
Mm. Yeah, between the messiness and the muddle that we have of all relationships at the moment. There's, you know, all sorts of messes between, you know, when we look at families, you know, with separation happening, there's mess within that. There's even within romantic and dating world, you know, there's mess within that. So, and likewise with friendship, there's also a lot of grey and confusion, like, you know, things like friend zoning.
Yeah, right.
You know, what is that? And friends with benefits, what is that? You know, all of this that can be unpacked. And I think that's what we're going to hopefully try, and some of the things that we might try and unpack.
Yeah, for sure. Even like things like what sort of, in our Facebook culture, what's the definition of a friend?
Mm.
You know, like how do you have and maintain a good friendship when pretty much all that it takes to be a friend today is the click of a button, right? So true. Yeah.
So true.
So yeah, we'll aim to give sort of a bit of insight in growing in friendship and just a general teaching or a general catechesis on from a Christian perspective, what friendship is.
Mm. So hopefully we'll be able to help a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully.
Exactly.
I'll try and have a few laughs along the way.
Definitely will.
Thank you so much for joining us for this week's episode. If you enjoyed it and found it helpful, please rate our podcast and share it with someone. That just might help someone else find this podcast too. So that we can best serve you, we want to get to know you. Let us know your thoughts, comments, and questions either by joining the Living Fullness Facebook group at Virtue Ministry or our Instagram page, also at Virtue Ministry. We'll catch you again on Wednesday next week for a new episode on Living Fullness. Until then, know of our love and prayers.